How to raise a child? Ask ChatGPT. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman announced the birth of his son in February 2025. Since then, Altman has employed his own product, ChatGPT, to answer parenting questions. Those first few weeks, it was every question, constantly. "Now I ask it about developmental stages more," he said on OpenAI's in-house podcast. Altman isn't alone. His experience reflects a growing trend. New parents are increasingly turning to AI to help navigate childcare questions. According to a 2024 study, 52.7% of parents explicitly used ChatGPT for parenting strategies. AI offers broad swaths of easily accessible information. But sending parents into information overload can be dangerous. While few studies exist on the new era of AI-powered parenting, researchers have consistently studied the effects of easy internet access on childcare. According to a 2023 study, parents who feel less confident and more overloaded tend to increase their online searching for parenting advice, which can further erode their sense of efficacy over time. The study also found that information overload is linked with greater queries, meaning that parents who surf the web will keep surfing. Parents have a tremendous amount of self-doubt nowadays, child psychologist Robin Koslowitz tells Fast Company. Sometimes ChatGPT, or any other chatbot, steps in to take away decision-making. But the only way we can learn discernment, and we learn to figure it out, is if we rely on our own judgment. New York Times journalist Amanda Hess has seen up close the dangers of over-technologizing childcare. Her new book, Second Life: Having a Child in the Digital Age, tracks her uses of pregnancy tech like fertility apps and online support groups. She worries about AI's impact too. "There's something lost when we turn too quickly to technologies like chatbots to troubleshoot our kids," Hess writes to Fast Company. "There are bonds that can be built by asking friends and neighbors and relatives for help. Human connections that will continue to support our kids as they make their way through life. In other words, it takes a village, not just a chatbot."